Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I'm a floor supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, my name is Cynthia Hollinger, and I'm on the. How are you today? I'm speaking to my bank right now because I didn't authorize the $59.85 to be charged to my account. And I'd like for those two charges, one charge was posted on April 26th. The other one was May 23rd. One was $59.89. The other was $59.89. I'd like for those charges to be reversed. And whatever account or whatever that you opened, I'd like for it to be canceled immediately.
Okay, let's pull up your account for you. You already verified your first and last name. It'll take just a second to pull that up. And let's see, I do see that was, your address is 12405 Roseland Drive, Newport Richey, Florida.
Port Richey, Florida, that is correct.
Yes, ma'am. And I do see it was for the Bites Hub, which is an app that gives you healthy recipes to eat better and to feel better. And it looks like someone entered that sweepstakes, and when they did for the Dyson vacuum cleaner, and this app automatically came with it. But let's see what we can do for you. I do see where she refunded you one amount of $59.89, and I can go ahead and do the second one for you, ma'am. That won't be a problem.
Oh, okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. So you're going to have two refunds of $59.89 now. They both will be back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. I canceled your account to stop all future charges also, just like she did. And can I give you a confirmation number, please, ma'am?
Yes, please.
C as in Charlie, 920628153.
Okay, and this was something that I didn't authorize. It's very misleading. It's very misleading because I was told that I got the vacuum cleaner, that I got it, and there was nowhere where I read that I was to be a part of some billing program on a monthly basis for $59.89. a month. I would never agree to that. Never, ever. And it's something that is within your system that is automatic. And I think that that's misleading and it's almost borderline fraudulent. It really is. Almost, because a lot of people, they're not diligent about looking at their billing statements as I do. And these senior citizens or whoever, you know, they're just being taken advantage of. And I'm still going to report it. I'm still going to report it.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. It was all mentioned in the terms and conditions when it was placed. But yes, ma'am, we put it in the terms and conditions because someone didn't read it.
You put that vacuum cleaner up there it's a bait. And it's like a bait and switch. You put it up there and you give people the impression that they're going to get something. And then you go ahead and you build their account for $59. It's what the billing is, what you're getting. You're in the business of billing people $59.89. It's not about the vacuum cleaner. And that's what makes it so fraudulent. That's what makes it borderline fraudulent.
Okay.
I'm very disappointed in this. So thank you very much. I'm still reporting it. Have a great day.
Great day.